This is The Agenda from News Radio 560, KPQ, and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern are open for discussion.
All righty, welcome to the program. Coming up in our second half hour, and Kevin Rouse is going to pop back in. He's headed down to the Tri-Cities this weekend to help with the broadcast of the hydro races down there. And I'll be filling in for him on Monday. He's got a big weekend ahead. So that conversation is at X. So actually, we're going to talk a lot about sports because we welcome J.D. Taylor to the studio to talk about the Sunburn Classic 3-on-3 tournament, which is coming up in a new home this year. And my pleasure to say hello to J.D. Taylor. J.D., welcome to the studio.
Thanks. Thanks for having me here.
How's everything coming along, particularly as you move from downtown Wenatchee over to East Wenatchee in a new venue this year?
Yeah, we have a new venue. It's been a great collaboration and a good partnership with the city of East Wenatchee, the Eastmont School Districts and Eastmont Parks and Recreation getting together and having the rest of the complete vision that we have for the Sunburn. So it's a great footprint for us to grow, have some fun. We have some grass and some shade and some water, and yeah, it's going to be a great, great spot for us to be.
And some new additions as well in terms of activities. Tell us about that.
So the Sunburn Classic is we let off with the 3-on-3, and the vision is to be a sports festival. So we have a new activity that you can still get in on, especially if you're an adult right now, is we have a cornhole tournament that Parks and Recs is responsible with that one happening. So you can register there, or you can register day of tournament, probably not last second, but you probably can get in early in the day Saturday. It's going to be a nice cornhole tournament along with the 3-on-3 this year. So it's going to be a fun venue this year.
And I've watched a little bit of that. There's some serious cornhole competitors around here. They've done one kind of right on the corner from my house, kind of a fundraiser for a church there. But that looks like a lot of fun, and I know there's some real serious competition around the country I've seen on TV. But cornhole is something that you can just do for fun, and yes, Now it's a part of the Sunburn 3-on-3 Classic as well.
It is. You know, you get you a partner, and you practice, you get pretty good, and you go see what you can do against other people, you know. And it's a small team thing and registration, but there's some good competition out there.
So tell me about moving over to East Wenatchee for the 27th and the 28th. What does the new venue afford you in terms of having the location over there?
It affords us everything that we wanted to have in a festival. You know, a place for the kids to play. We have shade. You have grass. You have vendors, music. It's all right there available at your feet. It's all right there in one spot, which is really what we were looking for.
Great. So tell us, when does it all get started, and kind of give us hours and all that, and so kind of set the stage for us a little bit.
Yeah, so the tournament's going to kick off. The first games are going to probably start being played at 9:30 a.m., but it'd be nice to have everybody at the venue, even the community, to come down to watch the opening of this for the first year. Mayor Lacey's going to be there to say some words and welcome the Sunburn to East Wenatchee. So it'd be important to come and meet the mayor, shake his hand, and we can get things rolled off. And so we have a lot of stuff available for you to play throughout the day, too. We're going to have the divisions. We start about 9:30. We're done fairly early. It's the Sunburn for a reason. So we can keep that park busy with other things and stuff like our sports festival is kicking off, so you'll be having the ability to do the cornhole tournament afterwards. So
we want to let Third Street, everyone know, from Third Street from Georgia Street and Hanford Street will be closed starting Friday, the 26th at 3 p.m. Through Sunday at about 7 p.m. Obviously, you need to make it safe for everyone. Can't have cars going through there. You got a lot of setup to do, I'm sure.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot. You know, it's going to be... It's going to be different this year. We've been working diligently. We're working real hard on getting a little bit quicker on the things we do. And I think this year we've kind of nailed it. We're 6 years in. And, the nice thing is the process that we have will get easier because as we stay in our same spot, we found our home for this. And we're excited for it.
Yeah, good for you. So 6 years in now, how did the idea come to you? I know you work with kids and helping them improve their skills and all that, but tell me how you kind of came up with this idea and helped it grow to now a sixth-year event. This thing is growing and growing and getting bigger.
Yeah, it's getting bigger. You know, it's built for the community. And it got started. One of my buddies was like, hey, you should start a three-on-three. And here it is. And but it's built for the community. And, you know, it's doing what it's supposed to do. This move has been great for the Sunburn. Let me tell you, our registration this year, even though we moved and we've had a couple other tournaments jump our same date, we were still able to secure the same registration as last year on the downtown streets of Wenatchee. But the nice thing about that is the split. There's a third of the teams registered are from East Wenatchee, which is great. The city's jumped on board. And then our numbers have really leveled out. It's about 50-50, so 50% of our registration is between Wenatchee and East Wenatchee. And then the other is from outside of 50 miles. So it's doing what it's built to do. We're really excited with those numbers and with the people that are coming and where they're coming from. So
that's incredible.
Yeah.
I'm looking. I see your 2019 Grand Marshal is Eldridge Rekasner. Husky fans will know that name.
Yeah, Husky fans should know that. That's the E-Dog right there. That's Eldridge. So, yeah, Eldridge will be here. We're still in communication with him. He has a couple of things he's trying to shake out of his schedule. So hopefully we can get that all ironed out, and he can be here for the first day. If not, we'll probably see him on the second day, but he's coming.
What's the plan for him? You're going to have him do some ceremonial kinds of things?
Well, I hope he don't want to play one-on-one. That's not going to go too well for me.
Hey, will he school you, or what? Or will you school him?
No, Eldridge will give me the business.
So it's great to connect back to the Washington program, but Eldridge Rekasner. So, you know, if you're a fan, if you just love watching some great competition, but if you just love watching kids have fun, that's what this tournament is all about.
Yeah, if you just come down, and this is built for community to come and enjoy. I guarantee you, even if you don't have a child that plays and you come down, you're going to identify with the team and you're going to be their fan. And that's the biggest thing. And so with our tournament, it's built for our community. So if you come down and you're not even playing, you can get one of our Sunburn Saturday wristbands. And we have some participating stores that have gotten in on Sunburn Saturdays. And we give you the list of those places and you go in and you can take advantage of the specials that they have for you. For just coming down to the Sunburn. So, yeah, we encourage everybody to come down and hang out. So the cornhole tournament kind of tops the night off. It starts at 6 p.m. So the basketball will probably be done at around 4 p.m. So you have some time to hang around and, shoot some extra hoops and play out there. The tournament will be done and, just hang around the park and then the cornhole tournament will start. So, we have, besides our vendors, we have Rotary with a beer garden. So we're able to just, you know, give everything that everybody wants to just kind of be comfortable around the park, eat some of the food, listen to the music, and play some of the games.
It's just the place to be. We're talking with J.D. Taylor, who's the organizer and was put in years and years of work to get this together. But you can't do this without great sponsors. So I want to have you make sure you mentioned some of your great sponsors, yes, including Weinstein Beverage, Pepsi.
Oh, yes. They are our keynote, and they are awesome. Anything that we have needed for this thing, they, you know, last year was their first year jumping on, and they saw the value, and they saw what we're doing right away. And, you know, we've been blessed to have Pepsi, Weinstein Beverage in our corner, doing the things they're doing for us and growing this. You know, we've had some longtime sponsors from year one. You know, Dr. Cara and East Wenatchee Mini Storage and Works, you know, they've been all on board. We have several, sponsors and backups. And then this year, Wenatchee World has really gotten on board and they've taken the second big hoop and really, they're making the Sunburn a different thing. You know, we just kind of had the idea, but it really takes the sponsors, even down to our banner sponsors. It's all important to us to drive this tournament and get the things we need to do and put them in place to create the event we are. So we really want to thank our sponsors. We can't thank them enough.
I see you have the money division, you have the Special Olympics wheelchair divisions, and youth and adult divisions. How many different divisions in total are there off the top of your head, J.D.?
That's a good question.
Hard to keep track of.
It's hard to keep track. I know that we're going to keep still working on the wheelchair and the Special Olympic division. We're going to keep that open. That's free for those registered, but... You know, we're still working on getting their attentions and letting them know that the Sunburns here and has those divisions available. So we'll keep working on that. It'll grow.
How many different hoops or courts you going to have going at any one time?
We have 18. We're setting up 18 courts.
Okay.
And so that runs the complete line of 3rd Street from crosswalk to crosswalk almost. And
Man, that is a lot to keep track of. How do you manage to do that? That's a lot of action going on.
Well, there's a lot of action, and it's our bracketologists and it's our staff. That's what it is. They're organized, and like most people, right now our bracketologist is like, oh, we'll take a couple straggling teams if they sign up. We're able to place them until we punch the go live button tonight and release the schedule. So if you want to sign up real quick, you'll probably get on and you'll probably get your team registered. But they have it all organized, and we work on an app. We don't have the bracket boards. It's right in your pocket on your phone. So
sunburnclassic3on3.com is the website for all the information. How early in the year do you start working on this, JD?
We'll take a couple days and get everything put away and come up for air, and then we'll go back and we'll meet on what the tournament did and things that we can improve on, and then we go to work.
So it's a big project. How many participants do you expect? How many did you have last year, for instance?
We're 90 plus teams this year, which is great. From the start of 20 something teams. So we're really happy with our growth. And then more than that, it's more our growth and the people that are coming to the Sunburn and making it a tradition. And they find us even though we move. And so we know that we're blessed to have the registration that we have. And we've made our third move in 3 years. But this is home. And so now we're able to stay still and let the players come and sign up. They know our weekend doesn't change. Our date doesn't change. And now our venue won't change, so we'll be able to do some of the things and grow some of the things we want to do for the sports weekend and sports festival. So,
do you have any logo wear for sale at this? Because that's a really cool hat.
You like the bucket hat?
Yeah,
yes,
I like the bucket hat.
Yes, well, there is an apparel vendor in the park, so you can get the bucket hats. They're making all the sunburn apparel, and I believe they even do custom work there. And they'll be there in the park, and they'll be ready for you. So. The bucket hats, they will be in plenty of bucket hats, yes.
All right. So, again, if you want to go to the Sunburn Classic, when does it start on Saturday morning?
First games will be at 9:30 a.m., Mayor Lacey at 9:15 a.m., and the fun starts early.
Yeah, right there on 3rd Street in East Wenatchee. But, again, you'll notice 3rd from Georgia and Hanford are going to be closed starting Friday afternoon. I have to make sure everything's safe as everyone's getting everything set up through to about 7 p.m. on Sunday as everything is prepared for the Pepsi Sunburn Classic 6th year. Congratulations.
Thanks. Thanks. It really doesn't seem like we're just talking about that. We're like, wow, it's 6 years already. We're just keeping our head down and getting better at it. So one note, if you're coming to the Sunburn and you're driving, you can... you will be able to park in the Eastmont High School parking lot as well as along Georgia. You'll be able to park along there. That parking is available in the high school parking lot.
And spectators are encouraged. Even if you're not playing,
yes.
Come pick a team and cheer them on. And I imagine some of these teams coming from some distance, you said 50 miles or even more away. Hopefully,
yeah, we have
bring along some fans
from Montana, and yeah, they're coming from.
Cool. So you're stimulating tourism here with this.
That's the goal. That's the whole goal of the Sunburn is to do that. But have the kids around the valley being able to play against people from all over. They come right to us. And the kids and even the adults, they get to play against teams from everywhere else. They come here for a vacation and, you know, and enjoy our city, and we have a great event for them. So that's what it's built to do, and I think we're doing a really good job of getting that done.
Yeah. Okay, when you're done doing this, I know you work with kids and helping them work on their game, and anything else you want to share about that while we got you here?
Oh, yeah, Elite Hoop Effects is, you know, that's what we do. You know, we teach the kids how to play basketball, so we do year-round training. Right now is the slowest time of year with the gym's availability, is your floors are getting done and stuff, so we do the sunburn to stay busy, and we're doing a little bit of outside training, and but we're in Moses Lake and Brewster and Chelan and here, and we do the year-round training, and our Rugrat Nation specialized kindergarten through third, that'll be kicking back up here when I'm done with camps in Montana in August. We'll be back, and we're going to start getting the little kids in the gym, and then we'll run into January and Rugrat Nation and year-round training for everybody else.
There you go. How do folks get in touch with Rugrat Nation and Elite Hoops? Website?
Yeah, you can come to our you can go to our website for both Rugrat Nation and Elite Hoop Effects training and development, and Elite Hoop Effects Tribal, because we do stuff with the tribes. You can go to elitehoopeffects.com or info@elitehoopeffects.com. We'll get .com. We'll get to you. We'll get to me, or you can call me 509-387-1842, and we can get you set up. But usually there's a schedule out there that you can check out, and any questions, you can call us.
Well, good luck. Congratulations on the new venue. Sounds like you found your forever home.
Yeah, we're excited.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. It's gonna be perfect. It's gonna be sunburn weather.
Yep.
So
yep.
A little on the breezy side, but it's gonna be great. We're not gonna have any rain or anything like that to worry about. So
right.
Should be outstanding weather for this weekend.
Yep. Make sure you bring some sunscreen.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. All right. Thanks for joining us, JD Taylor, the Sunburn Classic this weekend in East Wenatchee. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to talk about hydroplants. It's kind of all sports today, as it turns out, on the agenda. And Kevin Rounce is going to be part of the broadcast team with our sister station down in the Tri-Cities, KONA. And we're going to talk a little bit more about hydroplane racing. I fell in love with that sport when I moved up here to Seattle from Southern California. I'd never knew what a hydroplane was. And heard them whirring around on Lake Washington and said, that's cool. I got to check that out. And, of course, the Columbia Cup down in the Tri-Cities this weekend. We'll talk about the big races next on The Agenda.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
All righty. I had mentioned when I moved up to Washington State between the 8th and 9th grade, that I heard this, what is that sound? We lived over in Western Washington, on Lake Washington, or near Lake Washington, and I said, that is an unusual sound. They were hydroplanes, and that sound will be invading the Columbia River down in the Tri-Cities this weekend, and Kevin Rounce is a part of our sister station Kona's broadcast team. You're heading down there on Friday for it's the Columbia Cup, right?
It is the Hapo Columbia Cup. I'll be out there at turn two. Was there last year with the opportunity. They stick me up high. I'm like 40 feet in the air, and I get to look down on the river. It's a really it's a unique perspective that nobody else gets, but it really is a lot of fun. I get to call games. I've called football and basketball and volleyball and baseball, and I've called a whole bunch of things. There's nothing like calling a hydroplane race because it really is just fast. It is a whole lot in a short period of time, as opposed to like a sustained sort of everything is like going for a while. It's a lot of racing in a short period of time.
Now, I'm very familiar with racing on Lake Washington, and I don't know how you've probably observed it if you've not been there. How is the racing on Lake Washington compared to on the Columbia?
Well, our good friend down there at the Tri-Cities, Michael McDonald, who will be the lead broadcaster for our coverage down there, calls it the Super Speedway. It's a 2.5-mile track. And it's what's really cool about it is that when I went to Seafair, the couple of times I've been to Seafair, unless you're there about, you know, super duper early, you're not going to get a good seat. You can see the boats, but you're kind of limited in what your options are. The great thing, at least in terms of like going to the race, is that for the Columbia Cup, literally you're on the river and there's nothing generally between you and the boats. I mean, you're right there on the river the entire time. It is one of the most fun experiences. I've gone as a fan, and now this will be my fourth year as a broadcaster. It is an absolute blast. And the difference is that it's just really, it's on a river as opposed to a lake, which means it's kind of a narrow. So it is a lot of speed going down a straightway, having to really back it off so you can get around a turn. I would liken it to, if you're a NASCAR fan, there's a track in New Hampshire, and they call it the Paperclip, and it's kind of the same idea, where it's like a really
great analogy,
really long straightaways and really tight turns, and it can provide some interesting challenges for the drivers. And it's a lot of fun. It's going to be warm, but not as warm as I've been. I mean, I've been there when it's been almost 100. We're going to get 90, but it's going to be seasonal. It's just. It's amazing, though, because you get out there and there's going to be three different classes of boats. There's going to be an air show plus some vintage hydroplanes. So if you grew up in the day, like my mother grew up just right off of Lake Washington when she was a teenager. And so she used to go down to the lake and she'd walk through the pits and meet the drivers and all this stuff.
Used to do all that as well. It was a blast. It's harder to do that now, to say the least.
Oh yeah, it's a very different experience. It's a new I mean, down the Tri-Cities, it's and I haven't been to Seafair in a few years, so I don't know what it's like now. But in the Tri-Cities, you actually can just go into. I mean, if you've got the pass, you go into the pits. You've got some rules around it, but you know, you can try to catch the drivers, get a selfie. Don't bother them too much. But no, it's. You know, and so for them, there's the vintage boats. So that's my mother's favorite part, because she gets to go down, and that's the boats that were driven in the 50s and 60s and 70s, a little bit in the 80s as well. But the kind of funny thing is I think there's some people who miss those sounds. Like you talked about listening and hearing that sound when you moved over towards Lake Washington. Well, the boats these days don't really make that sound anymore. That is a little bit different, but that's why they have three classes of boats. They've got the big dogs, the Unlimiteds, which are a little, they're essentially jet powered, turbine powered.
Turbines, yeah.
And so they're a little bit quieter, but they've got the next level down, which is called the Grand P or the GP boats, and they're the noisemakers. They're the ones that, even though I've got my headphones on, blasting as loud as I can to hear what's going on with the other broadcasters, they're drowning it out almost entirely as they come around my turn. And it is just, especially if you get three or four of them right in a row, it is just really loud. And it's so a lot of people who love that guttural loud feeling, they'll get those boats. We'll get the 5-liter boats too, which are fast. They're a little bit shorter course, but they're a faster boat. They're not as fast as the hydros, but they're fast, quick boats. And they'll do a lot of cool, fun things. Of course, then if you got the air show and the vintage boats, it's a blast.
And they call it the Water Follies. Is that what the big event down there is?
That is. Follies, of course, being a festival or event or fun or event. So, and this is on the water. It's one of the big events for the Tri-Cities each year. We get, you know, they get together. And one of the great things is that you don't necessarily have to be a big fan of the boats. Like, if you have a family of six or whatever, and four of you want to go see the boat races, and a couple are kind of like, meh, I don't care. There's a ton of other stuff to do down there. You just go down and... they've got places to eat. It's literally like lined up everywhere. That's if you're on the Kennewick side, there's the big playground, which you can get to with if you have little kids. They've got simulators. They've got the militaries out there, Army and the Marines and stuff are out there with little different challenges. You can play different games, and it's a blast just even walking around and seeing all there is to see.
Who are the top boats now? Back in my day, I remember the Bud, the Atlas, and the Pan Pack.
Oh yes, yeah. Oh yeah, no. And Chip Hanauer was the big guy when I was a kid. It was Chip Hanauer, and I'm blanking on the other one. I remember Chip Hanauer, but this year Jimmy Shane, who is actually works for Jeff Bezos over at his space company, Blue Origin. Actually works for them. That's his job. And then he gets to do this on the weekends. He's going to be kind of the top dog this year. They're introducing a new boat. To the Columbia. It actually tested on the Columbia last year, but it didn't race until Seattle, which is not this weekend, but next weekend, last year. But it's, you know, he's going to be the big dog. Last year's champion, Andrew Tate, didn't race in the first race this year, struggled a couple weeks ago, over in Madison, Indiana. But those are kind of the two guys that you watch. And then J. Michael Kelly. He's the sort of the third guy. He runs the Graham Trucking Boat. He's actually out of Bonnie Lake. And the boat's owned by Rob Graham, who lives in Puyallup and owns the Graham Trucking Company, which is everywhere. And so those are kind of the big three that you'll watch. For fans of the vintage, not necessarily the vintage, but of the boats as they used to be 12 years ago, Oberto is going to race on the Tri-Cities, and that's going to be a guy named by the name of Jeff Bernard. He's actually driving, Jimmy Shane's old boat, the one that Jimmy Shane last year, brought to the Columbia. So this is a boat that's well practiced and ready to go.
Is that still a fan favorite, the Oberto?
Oh, people love the Oberto. And I got the opportunity to meet Art 3 or 4 years ago for the first time. He's never going to remember me just because he was, I think, 97 or something like that at the time. But it is really cool to see the Oberto because it was such a stalwart for several years of the boat racing scene. And Oberto, obviously based out of Seattle, and that's a big, you know, a big connection for them to the community. And they won't race the full season. They do it specifically for these two races in the Tri-Cities and in Seattle the following weekend. But it is a gorgeous looking boat. It looks spectacular. And it is usually a very fast boat. And so it's always really fun to watch.
Of course, we have a, heritage of hydroplane racing up on Lake Chelan as well. And, of course, the Northwest is one of the meccas. And, of course, back in the Midwest, Wisconsin, and other places. But I'm from Southern California. And even though they did race down there, I had never heard of it back when I was a kid back in the day there. So it was all new to me when I moved up to the Northwest, and so happy we did.
Now they end the season in San Diego. It's over at Bayfair, but
I think that's about the only place down there that I think they race, correct?
Yeah, as far as I know. What's really interesting though is this is a little prior to my time, but way back in the day, it used to be a big thing. Seattle versus Detroit in the hydroplane races. That was a huge rivalry.
Big race.
And so, like, there was the Seattle drivers and the Seattle teams and the Detroit drivers and the Detroit teams, and you wanted to win on the other one's water, and it was quite the adventure and quite the thing. It's not quite that way anymore because they really, you know, in order to survive, have to really all get along, and you'll see teams help each other out. And not try to knock each other down. It's really actually kind of awesome.
Great sport. What do you enjoy about broadcasting? Do you really kind of enjoy the intensity when it's hull to hull and all of that?
Oh, absolutely.
What do you love most about it?
When you're at any one of the what they call heats, because each race is a heat and you get points for heats. But as they come around the turns, for that last sort of getting ready to go. That's when all the adrenaline starts to jump because you're like, okay, they have a little bit of warm ups and they'll drive around a little bit, kind of like a NASCAR race, but they all sort of need to start lining up. And so eventually, usually towards the ready, as they're getting closer to the start, they will all line up and they will all come around the turn and you get to watch them all like in a row generally or several of them in a row, and they'll drive up and you get to send them off to the back stretch and you just know at that point it's about to get going, and you just, at that point, all the excitement comes up, and you're ready to go. And it really is an absolute blast, and then you get to watch them tearing around the turns, and my angle, I'm looking down on them, and I get to see if, you know, they're bouncing on the water, what they call the sponsons, the front parts of the boat are doing. It's just excitement. It's so high intensity for such a short period of time. No other sport is like this. You know, basketball, baseball, football, it's spurts, but it's still a long, long game.
I like how you can cut through the infield.
Yeah.
Too bad you can't do that in auto racing.
No, yeah, that's a little more difficult.
Time that start just right. That's always always fun to watch.
And that's always really interesting, too, because if, you know, three weeks ago at Madison, J. Michael Kelly mistimed his start in the final and essentially was out of it. I mean, he didn't even have a chance to compete. So it really is, there's a lot of race within the race, they like to say. And little tricks of the trade that each one of them feel like they know. And so it's very interesting.
So who do you think's going to win?
It's hard to bet against Jimmy Sheen this year. He seems to be the boat that has, he's been breaking records and winning. He's only lost one heat, and he didn't really lose it so much as he just made a simple mistake and beat himself. So it's hard to bet against him, but I'll be interested to see what Andrew Tate has this weekend. He won it last year. I think he could probably do it too this
year.
Now,
what boats are these? You've mentioned
the driver. Oh, sorry. That's so Jimmy Sheen drives the U6, the Miss Home Street Bank boat. You'll see it in the blue, like white, blue, light blue and white. And then Andrew Tate drives the Deltra Real Track white boat. It's white and black and red and a whole bunch of other things on there. So,
all right. Well, I still have my hydroplane pin and badge collection. We used to go down there and buy those, and I've still got my collection somewhere. So
somewhere somebody would love to buy that from you.
I'll bring them in and show you sometime.
That'll be fun.
I didn't know you were such a fan. So, well, have fun stay cool, hopefully we get some great racing down there, and go watch Seafair sometime too.
Oh, I need to get over there again. It's a lot of fun. You have to get there early enough. That's the only thing.
Yeah, that's true. Well, have a great time, and Kevin Rounds will be part of the Kona broadcast team with our sister station down in the Tri-Cities this weekend. 12:49 now on the agenda. Thanks for the update.
Yep, absolutely.